You got to tune to WOPOP, KEXP 90.3 FM, live on the web at KEXP.org. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host, and it is a great pleasure to introduce to you Blitz the Ambassador. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's morning. We're having a good time.
Yes,
we'd love to hear some music, please.
Absolutely, guys. We're going to start with Wahala. And where I'm from, that means trouble.
Blitz the Ambassador.
Thank you for having me.
That is a tight sound.
Thank you. Shout out to these amazing Seattle cats over
You've got the who's who of Seattle music right now.
For sure.
I really appreciate that. Tell me a little bit about your background. Like, this is you. I went on the interwebs, and I checked in, and I've been listening to your music. You've been collaborating with a variety of different artists, but you started as a visual artist.
Yes, that's where I started, and it's interesting. A lot of musicians you'll find begin with visual arts, but soon you find out that the girls don't care too much about that.
Not so much, no.
So you have to do something flashy with some dash. So music makes sense. And I mean, really, it's a good way to channel a lot of this visual world into the sonic world. And I've still continued to do visual arts. It's helped create a lot of synergy in my work. So my album covers, my music videos, it really helps the sound.
So why music?
Well, music because, you know, Public Enemy.
Okay.
You know, hearing them and, like, really seeing young, you know, black people, you know, have a space to be able to assert their views, especially in the time that, you know, the world didn't really care for young people in general, but definitely not the voice of young black kids from poor neighborhoods. So, you know, in a way, in Ghana, you know, we were going through quite a time of transition from dictatorship to democracy. Mm-hmm. And so freedom of speech wasn't something that was given. So it was really, we could identify with these young people and say, wow, if they could find a means of asserting their views, then clearly I can do the same.
But you're synthesizing a lot of different things here, both visually and musically, which I'm intrigued by, because it's taking hip-hop and it's taking the various, you know, It's stupid to say this, but African music. But it is. It's everything from Afrobeat. I'm hearing like South African jazz flavors,
sure.
Like all of these things. So is this possible because you're out of there and here right now, so you get a chance to see the whole thing?
I think that's a huge advantage. You know, they say when you're in it, you can't see it for what it is. So like having the opportunity to travel, but not just to the United States. I mean, I've had the chance to go to South America, go to Brazil. Mm-hmm. Go to Asia, and like really, I feel like you have a vantage point that gives you a huge advantage. You know what I mean? You can see how these sounds really fuse, but also you can follow the thread of African music as it has evolved. So you know the sound that you know came from the African environment, and then going to the Caribbean and becoming sound system culture, and then coming to the Bronx and becoming hip hop culture. And then, like, you're at a really great space that you can kind of bring all these worlds together.
Yeah.
So I'm fortunate in that regard.
And then take it someplace else, it feels like.
That's where we're in Seattle, so that's
which
that's
is
a different place.
Would love to hear some more music, please.
Fantastic. This one is called Africa is the Future. But I'll switch it up for now. And I'll call this one Africa is Now, because it's happening now, and we can't talk about the future without a now. So let's do it. Shout out to the brother Awar. Yes. Close your eyes and visualize the rise of a new paradigm. Solar powered skyscrapers, it's bound to blow your mind. Just launching out the satellite flight into orbit. The African space program, so ironic how a currency is worth more than the dollar or the euro. Without the foreign aid, unemployment near zero. We never practice capitalism or socialism. We got Africanism, and that is how we live it. Not Anglophone or Francophone, we got our own. No more corporations exploiting us in our homes. Time traveling, unraveling the truth. Figured out the West cannot live without the wealth we produce. So our image is controlled by us, a whole study. Africa's future is now, so get ready. Africa is now. Africa is now. Africa is now. There ain't no future unless we build it now. Africa is now. Africa is now.
Africa is now. There ain't no future, yo, yo. I said, this right here for my people on the continent taught. Slaves are paying away by the government heart. Pray from day to day, never getting in search. Those who paved the way by the starting. Red, gold, a green, a black, a star in the middle. And we right in the middle, it's in a bit of a riddle. We are in a ghetto, sitting embeddedly every little soul as a rebel. So, click, clap, blast, get back fast. Who's really thinking that we free at last? Taking that's a minute ever since our independence. They controlling our business so they get that cash. IMF, World Bank, the same other jokers in the same game. North to the south, to the east, to the west. It's Africa's time, a time to get up, up, up. Cause now, Africa is now. Africa is now. Ain't no future unless we build it.
Blitz the Ambassador, live in the studios on Warp Up on KEXP. Band is amazing. Can I introduce them?
Please do. Please.
Awesome. So we've got Blitz the Ambassador on vocals, Roy Shorter on drums, Tio Shantz on drums, two drummers because one's not enough, Masa Kobayashi on bass, Kevin Lavin on keys, Greg Kramer on trombone, Jason Cressy on trombone, John Hill on tuba. I think it's the second tuba we've had here at KXP. Darian Asplund on saxophone, Oyor Arunga on trumpet. Thank you for being here. And Thaddeus Turner on guitar. This is great. Tell me about Africanism. What does that mean to you?
Well, the idea that we have everything we need, mm-hmm. you know, to take care of ourselves, to be an asset to the world, and, you know, not operate from a place of need, which seems, unfortunately, to be the narrative every time Africa is mentioned. It's ironic, in my opinion, that a continent with so much brilliance in terms of human resource and natural resource is constantly in a state of need. So, yeah, I think it's a lot of it revolves around just self-belief. And I think the world is waiting for Africa to step up and own itself. Mm-hmm. I think the world is a better place when culturally everybody is at its best. So that's my hope.
So that's not like a political statement. That's more of
It's always political.
Or like a social.
Social and political. I feel like they're intertwined, you know. I mean, of course, politically, we have to find systems that work for ourselves. I don't think that the systems that we've embraced, foreign systems, have helped us develop at the rate in which we should. A lot of them are contrary to our natural
Great.
Being. So I think that we have a lot to do, but okay. We're starting it, and it's good.
So let's talk a little bit about, and then I want to get back into music because I know that it sounds great, first of all, but let's talk a little bit about your record career. You released some music, and you went to the major labels, and there was not much reception, so you went your own way.
Yes.
And is that an example of that? It's like, you know, I'm going to find, and you found allies, OK Player and others.
Absolutely.
And then, so do you feel like this is part of there's a movement right now, not a classic political movement, yeah. but almost like there's you, there's Baloji, Son Kuti, there's others.
NECA is huge.
NECA, yes. And it's going to be here just in a little bit.
Fantastic.
But is it Brooklyn? Is it like Paris? Is it these places? Or does it matter where you are?
I think it location doesn't matter as much as the idea that wherever you are, you can contribute to this. And I'll take a step back to your question in terms of, you know, I found that in fact being turned away from these labels was the best thing that could happen to me, mm-hmm. Because I would have been operating in a system that would never allow me to fully express what I'm doing now, not just verbally or ideologically, but in terms of sound. Like the sound that we're creating is one that doesn't exist yet. So a lot of it is just taking chances. And I feel like, unfortunately, the business doesn't allow for that, a lot mm-hmm. of that. So I'm fortunate that that happened. However, the more I travel, the more I find allies, you know, some African, some non-African, and all who understand that there's a course to be charted, and everybody can contribute to that.
Okay,
perfect.
I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes.
It's interesting, and the beautiful thing is it's not just me. And I think you mentioned a few really important contributors to this, and I think anything that is movement oriented stands a chance. And so I really encourage, you know, up and comers never to lose hope and say, listen, there might not be space, but we can create that space. Mm-hmm. You know,
and you're a great example. I mean, it's like thankful. The fact that you're incorporating visuals, video, you're incorporating the message and the modern technology instead of just sitting on a record and waiting for somebody to anoint it that this is good. Blitz the Ambassador, live on Wopop and KXP. We'd love to hear some more music.
Absolutely. This one is Success. We're just going to get into it. Tell you that you can't, but you know that you can. Tell you that you can't, know that you can. Just remember, success is the best payback. Success is the best payback, yo. So put your glass up, made it this far. The red, gold, gray, black star. No matter who you are, no matter who you are. Huh, it's the beginning of a new era. Ambassador, tell the frauds I'm a torchbearer. Afropolitan dreaming, fitting for the album. New Kiwi Masakela, killing everything at random. We go to sleep in Tokyo, waking up in London. Huh, it's just the life that we dreamt while we were grinding. Treated African rappers like, oh, you don't belong, yeah. Now we blowing up a day like, oh, something wrong, yeah. Rocking SOBs and Papa Juve told me, you never hit the stage without your flag, young homie. Realizing the rise of a new foundation. Success means nothing if you lose dedication. And living as an immigrant, hard to endure. We waking up to 20,000 people on tour. That's for my Afropolitan dream. It's just bigger than Benz and Beamers. Nobody wanna see you successful. Hey, so when they tell you that you can, know that you can. Tell you that you can't, know that you can. Just remember, success is the best payback. Success is the best payback. Yo, so put your glass up. Huh. Made it this far. Red, gold, green, black star. No matter who you are, no matter who you are. Huh, it's dedicated to the non-believers, the ones who thought that we'll forever be underachievers. Where I'm from, the scheme on your genes when you're unfamiliar. A doctor, a lawyer, anything else is just a failure. Look at us now, y'all making a stand. Never looking back, give it up, this is our time. And I'm making them sure that my team is with me. Ram VMT still rolling with me with a horn section when I'm on percussion. Optics and a pause, no discussion. Pencil so sick, it's a moment of clarity. Left for styles for me. When they tell you that you can, know that you can. Tell you that you can't, know that you can. Just remember, success is the best payback. Success is the best payback, yeah. So put your glass up, hey, made it this far. Red, gold, green, black star. No matter who you are, no matter who you are.
Blitz the Ambassador, live on Wopop and KXP. That was tight, gentlemen.
Tight.
Thank you. That's a great song.
Thank you very much.
And it's a great message. So, what is your message to, like, there's a lot of people coming in from different parts of the world, and there's a lot of people looking for symbols, and you are one of those symbols. You're like, okay, this is somebody who's actually charting his own path, and but yet not succumbing to pressures to assimilate. We've had a Kanon here a few times, and he came in really strong, and then he got pushed into a direction, and he did this great piece in the New York Times saying, like, that was the worst mistake that I've ever done. Yeah. So you're charting your own path. You got your own label. You got your own message. But that pressure is still there. It's like, you know, you could reach more by being less.
Yes.
What's your statement to that?
I think that's the catch, you know. And I love Kanon. He's amazing. He's a pioneer in mm-hmm. what we're doing. The challenge is always, like you said, I'm really good at what I do, and more people should know. That's a fair feeling that every artist should have. For me, the way I've looked at it is, we're creating a body of work that will influence people regardless of. You think about a lot of albums that people love today, were probably trashed when they came out, never had the marketing and promotion. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when it all crushes and burns, all you have is the work. We don't even remember what it cost. We don't remember what the hype was. When you pick up a Sam Cooke record, all you have is the record. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I've been thinking about creating my work, is just be focusing on the work and letting what happens happen. You know, if I'm lucky to blow up after this interview, you know, then I'm fortunate and I can maintain what I've done, but I wouldn't change sound, message, visual with hopes of that.
Right on. Okay. So more about you. The most recent record is Afropolitan Dreams.
Yes.
Where can people find out more information about
you? Can
Blitz?
Find Afropolitan Dreams, of course, on Spotify, on iTunes, but you can find me on Facebook and all social media. It's just, okay, Blitz Ambassador. And on my website, it's blitz.mvmt, acronym for movement. Yeah, but we're fortunate for the internet, because that's what has given us this opportunity to create one with a plethora of musicians that we haven't even met physically. It's the first time I'm meeting O'War and these amazing musicians. And I'm fortunate to be making work in this time where you're not beholden to anybody. You can put your work out, mm-hmm, and if people like it, they'll come.
Beautiful. Blitz the Ambassador, live on Warp on KXP. Would love to hear some more music, please.
This will be best I can. We'll do the best we can on this one.
Back to where it all started, across city, my city, where we go hard, and survivors, the fact, we never had much, we could never see some seasons, still out of touch, trying to put a good stunt, till second or not, flashbacks of it all begun, before the sucker free video stages, massacre, barefooted in the streets of Africa, you listen to Rock Him, and Richie Rock Stone, jump the making it out here, take it back home, and you wonder where they call me, your bastard awful, the red, gold, green, black star, it's that raw, across the continent, new to pumping it, old wise man, one storm, something like, oh, yo, papa, Nathan, I come in, I wait, make a while, Nathan, come in, Kaiser, what's on rhythm with Yonka Bakutri, and I brought for my storm, Mr. Rapper, the international vocabulary, you need subtitles, holler at me, that's the future. We salute you. It's a piece of I feel like Cootie. Blitz is bridging the gap. Push you to listen to rap. Playing a Jimmy with a fit of cap. Yeah, the rest of fresh air you waiting for. Now, same old suckers on the radio. Yo, they need to get away. No pun intended. I don't even check my haters. I'm above standard. Miles Davis playing the bitches rule to get us through. I'ma get the business through. Show the whole wild war how far we came. Spit. Cause I'm African. What?
Veterans, old heads and the kids, folks on the continent, those over here, traveling from ghetto to ghetto, you feel it in the bass. It ain't cost, we can't afford the new Jordans, more like having nothing to eat all morning, so we click clack Charlie, that's no bass. And we never gonna stop, keep on rocking, keep on spitting. Right here at KEXP, the ambassador. And I'll be never gonna quit. Keep on rocking, keep on hitting. KEXP, my people just rock. Bring it. Rock.
Blitz, the ambassador. That was good.
Thank you.
There were no worries there at all. Best of the Canada, the new record is called Afropolitan Dreams. You can find him online, social. I predict many wonderful things for you, sir.
Thank you very much. And thank you to the amazing One Vibe crew for getting us here at Madaraka Festival. It's going to be amazing tonight. Can't wait.
KXP 90.3 Seattle, where the music matters.
Thank you.
Thank you.